podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question. Walking backwards. Yeah. Something Sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those
Running
are
in Circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to talk?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. What's the story this week? Am I fucking your world?
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, XRPRadio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom. RootyRootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California. BillDeCine.com/radio right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. My name is Bill, and with me tonight on episode number 607 is Jordan from King Catfish. What's up, Jordan?
How's it going, Bill?
Not too bad. Can you hear me talking when you're off the screen like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been on that end of it, so I didn't know.
Loud and clear.
So you heard that FM station in there and understood why I said what I said before we came live, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we have a little bit of reach here, about 250,000 hits a month, about 37,000 unique viewers each month. And that's just on the website. That doesn't include the plays on the videos and the podcasts and on all those stations. So a little bit of reach.
I'm nervous.
And then I'll throw in there that First Angel Media gets about 190,000 and about another 20,000 uniques. And all of this stuff gets posted there as well. So about 500,000 hits a month.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had tie-dye behind me. It kind of looks cool.
Yeah, I like your backdrop there. It looks great.
All right, so I don't know a lot about your band, so I'm going to start off with some cliche questions. You and I have met twice, which is two more times than some of the people I've interviewed.
Good meetings both times.
They were. I'm trying to think. We were at Squirrel Hill Sports Bar the second time, and I think the first time was at Halftime Bar and Grill. I think
Halftime Lounge. Yeah,
Halftime Lounge. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
You had blue hair then.
Yes. Yeah. I went from blue to blonde. I was gonna dye blue again, but I like the color this time, so I just kept it.
I'm going to have to start dyeing my beard. Maybe it's graying.
It works, man. It works.
Okay. So first cliche question, where did the name King Catfish come from?
Short answer, Tinder. Medium answer, our old bassist, like, came up with the name, Kings of Catfish or the Catfish of Kings. And I kind of slimmed it down. Now it's, I believe, what they call an anagram for Kurt Cobain. No, not really. It just happened to work out like that. But yeah, it's just like kind of a jokey name off of like all the people that catfish you from Tinder, like the, you know, popular dating app.
I'm sure everyone knows what that means, but just in case you don't, that means the person on the other end is fake.
Yeah, they're catfishing.
Yeah.
And we are the kings of it. So.
So I don't ask a lot of those cliche questions. I find a way to pull the same answers out with more interesting ways of saying it. So with that said, we are out on tour. For some reason, you decided to let me drive the tour bus. Don't do that. But we're out on tour, and we're going from stop to stop. What is the soundtrack going to be between stops? What am I going to be playing?
If you're in control?
If I'm running, I'm driving, but you guys are telling me what to play.
Okay. Well, if it's me, it's Chili Peppers or Glass Animals. I mean, if I'm looking for, like, good positive energy, if everything's, like, cool, or like if we're feeling like experimental, I'm pretty open to like whatever. But if it's me and we're looking for like some positive energy, Chili Peppers or Glass Animals, definitely.
If you sit down on a park bench and your musical idol comes walking up and sits down beside you and says, "You can ask me one question," who is going to be sitting next to you, and what's the one question you're asking?
Well, it would probably be John Frusciante of the Chili Peppers, only because I met Anthony Kiedis before, and I was so messed up on alcohol and those kind of things that I asked some really weird questions. But so if Frusciante came up to me on a bench, I would just say, I would ask him, what's the recipe for, how do I get as good as you at guitar? How do I get as good as you at guitar? But I feel like I already know the answer. He would just say practice.
I feel like you just quoted a meme.
I mean, it's pretty easy if you, you practice, you know.
So one day you decide that you're going to pull a Robert Johnson and you head to a set of crossroads looking to sell your soul to the devil to gain something musically. What are you going to trade the devil your soul for?
Oh, well, I mean, it would be just the next John. I want to be the next John Lennon or the next Kurt Cobain. I want that kind of impact on musicians, and I want that kind of impact on the world. I mean, more realistically, though, the reason I did start to play music is because I wanted to have the impact Kurt Cobain and Nirvana had on me when I was 13. I want to affect some teenager or some person to, when they hear King Catfish or whatever band I'm in or whatever it is, I want them to hear me and be like, oh, I have to play guitar now. I have to, like, I know what I'm here for now, you know? And I just want that. So kind of a swerve on the answer, but like, yeah, that's my musical like goal in life. It's just to be what Kurt Cobain was for me. You know what I mean?
So
not too much to ask for.
So 13 was when you decided you wanted to be a musician?
No, actually. That's when I decided I wanted to play guitar. But I didn't really know that was like what I really wanted to be until like my 20s. Like I kind of just messed around with guitar from like age 13 to like my early 20s. You know, learned some cool songs and impressed girls. Didn't really work that well. And then around age 21, that's when I started playing guitar seriously, playing every day, and like realized that like this is what I want to do with my life. So it kind of started at 13. It's like, but I wasn't like fully committed. You know what I mean? Like that's where I like was like, oh, I need to play guitar. But then like later, I was like, okay, I need to play guitar as a human being. Like that's what I'm here for. You know what I mean?
That's when you realized it was more of a calling than just a hobby.
Yes, exactly.
If you, I'm going to ask you the official build the scene question. Hopefully I don't have to explain it. Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, who do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Well, I mean, the cliche, man, Dave Grohl is my Dave Grohl. that shit that he did with, I believe her name's Nina, the young
drummer
that like learned to play. Yeah, the drummer chick. Oh man, that's like, ugh, you know, that's just awesome. You know, to be for real, it would be Chili Peppers. Chili Peppers. If I could get up there, I could do any guitar. I could do any singing. I could dance. That's all they wanted. I could shake my ass. Can we say ass? I could do that for them. Yeah, it would be the Chili Peppers.
I'll tell you the story behind that later, but I do want to put out there that Dave Grohl is everywhere except for on my show, even though I keep tagging him.
Dave Grohl is the man. Did you see his new movie just came out? Studio 666.
I have not seen it yet. But I did Google to see if I could watch it on any of my streaming stuff, and you can't.
Oh yeah. Go to the theaters. And
you have to go to the theater.
I know this one quiz is play the f-ing drums. And I'm like, all right, we have to go see that.
The one that it really hit me hard yesterday, he was on Hot Ones, and I was like, really, he's doing this and he won't come talk to me about music.
Who's that? Me or Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl.
Oh,
but, I have a feeling that it would have more beeps than words if I was talking to him on the show.
He does swear a lot for me. He's such a kind, like, soul and, like, such a sweetheart. He does swear a lot.
He definitely does. But, all right, so what is something that has happened on stage while you were performing that embarrassed you that someone else in the band did? And you don't have to name names since there's nobody here to defend themselves. but you can give me a story.
I wish that my bandmates were here so I could just like look at them and get inspiration. I'm trying to think something someone did one time. That's a tough one. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever been like embarrassed enough to remember something like that. I don't know. That's a tough one. I hate to not have a good answer, but yeah, I don't know. When I'm on stage, I feel pretty damn good. And my team, man, they've always, even though that we've had 10 different members of our 3-piece band, they've always been hitters. They all got my back, and I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for you for that one.
So you just finished the show. You're carrying the equipment out to your vehicle, and there's a DeLorean sitting there with its door open and a flux capacitor in it. Where are you going, and who are you visiting with?
I don't know. I don't want to keep quoting Nirvana Chili Peppers. I'm going back to the 60s, and I'm writing all the rock ballads and becoming – I'm just – my band is going to be called God, and I'm just writing all the rock and roll ever. And I'm just going to steal Zeppelin, Metallica, everybody. They're all going to copy me.
There's an apocalyptic event, and all but a handful of people on Earth die. And one song from every band survives. Which King Catfish song is going to survive and help repopulate the earth?
Waiting.
Yeah, why it's that?
It's the ninth track on our debut album, Mare Cancer. It's the first drop tuning song that we have. So when we play live, we have two different guitars. We switch from standard tuning to drop tuning. People have compared it to like a Weezer song. It's one of our more like sweeter, upbeat, less grungy per se, less punk. I just think it's got a lot of meaning, a lot of deep, like deeper, like everything, like the guitar, the bass, the backup vocals. So our producer actually sang a third vocal, like, track, or like fifth vocal track. He just added it one day, and he was like, hey, I sang on one of your choruses to give it more depth. I hope that's okay. And we were like, oh my God, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for, wanting to be a part of, our song. Waiting. I think that would definitely be the song. It's got a lot to it. It's got a pack a punch. You know what I mean?
You mentioned Metallica. They once played at Antarctica. Kiss once played in the ocean to sharks. What's a non-normal venue that you would like to play at?
The moon, obviously. We're going to open for Lady Gaga. Obviously, she's still bigger than us, but, the moon. We want to be the first.
I definitely see her playing on the moon.
She was set to play there a long time ago, and then the Amazon boy took over. No.
If you could create a band from the local music scene, just like a draft where you pick whoever you want from whatever band you want and create a band to manage. So you're not allowed to be in it. You're just going to manage them. Who would you put together?
I like that question until you said I'm not allowed to be in it. Man, there are some hitters out there. I don't know. Miles Mahoney from Back Alley Sound is one of the best guitarists out there. And I like his like funky style. He's a big John Frusciante fan. Another guy I really like on guitar, probably two guitarists would be Miles Mahoney and then Isaiah from Jack Swing. I don't know who would play lead, who would play rhythm. They would have to figure that out on their own. Those two guys, I think, could really make some magic. Drummers, honestly, my drummer, Sam Berman. He's played in the summer camp. He plays in Knox Boys. He now plays in King Catfish. We actually have a Chili Peppers cover band that he plays in. I would pick him. He's the best effing drummer ever. Honestly, bass. It's weird. Dylan Kortz from the Bleepy Things and Talion. best bassist out there. And then on vocals, ooh, I don't know. That would be tough because I'm like, I'd have to, I don't know. It'd probably be one of the many chick singers that I've seen. The Moat Rats singer is really awesome. I can't remember her name, but I saw her play at the Thunderbird one time. She's got some serious, powerful vocals, like Aretha Franklin stuff. And then if I have this option, I'm going to throw some keys in there, and it's Chris Gingerbeard, Chris Wood. His name is Gingerbeard, and he's a very, very talented keyboardist. And that's probably where I would end it. I might have some sax in and out, you know, but that's my band right there.
See, the cool thing about that question is when I hear bands that I haven't heard of yet, I can go look them up and see if I want to bring them on the show.
Tag them so that they see that I was kissing their butts.
So my question now is, what is the best pizza you've had, either before a show, at a show, or right after a show?
Pizza Fiesta downtown is my favorite pizza place in Pittsburgh. I worked there when I first moved here in 2011, and they've been consistently my favorite pizza ever since. They're freaking awesome. 217 Smithfield.
See, we can tag them too.
Yeah.
My kids are all musicians, which is awesome.
Yeah, lucky you. That's cool.
And they play a multitude of instruments. What is an instrument that you wanted to play that you have not gotten around to play?
Piano. My buddy Dan here is going violin, but for me, it's keys. I think the keys are the foundation to all music. It's just like the biggest scale of everything. You know, like you got, maybe not, guitar might have more notes on it, but keyboard, keys, piano.
I have one more question before we talk about your new video and song that are coming up. What is a song that you wish you would have written that you did not write?
That's tough. I don't really like that question, honestly. Cause I have a lot of different ideas. Let It Be, Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't know. What's that?
Depends on the genre.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, there's a lot of factors. I don't know. I mean, it's a waste of who you are trying to be someone else. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for than writing someone else's song. Like, even if all my songs suck and no one likes them, I'd still rather be hated and think everybody boo me than, you know, write someone else's song. If you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be sucked forever, you know?
Okay, so let's talk about your song right now. Give me this is your MTV moment. Give me a story that goes along with that song and the video.
So I wrote it, actually. Great, pretty decent story. My little brother was 8 years old. I wrote it about 6 years ago. Me and my other younger brother, who's 2 years younger than me, we showed up at the beach where all my family was. My youngest brother was there. We showed up at like 3 a.m., got there late, and he was super excited to see both his older brothers. And we're sleeping the next morning, and he's outside of our bedroom, like our door, with a pole ball and a cue stick. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. With a pole ball and a cue stick going.
You're
going
to tell me he woke you up.
Clanking them together, clanking them. I wake up, and I look at the bed across the room, and I look at my other brother, and I'm like, what the is that? He's like, dude, it's Caleb. That's our youngest brother. So I get up out of bed, I open the door, and he's so excited that we're here. He's like, you know, he's just, I open the door, he goes, can you hear that? I'm like, yes, dude, we're sleeping. Like, what the heck? So I get my guitar, I walk down to the beach, where we happen to have this awesome place at that time. We were renting, and go down to the beach, and I just write that song right now, and it's about, I don't know. That's where the inspiration for it originally came. The song itself is about, you know, waking up after a night of partying, hungover, whatever. So that night we just actually ate a bunch of bad food. We ate like Slim Jims and Doritos and then woke up. It wasn't actually about like alcohol and drugs. It was about like bad food, but whatever, you know, whatever, you know how it is. So yeah, yeah, that's what that song's about. And really, I mean, I like letting things open for interpretation so that the user or the listener can kind of just connect with it however they want to, as opposed to trying to relate exactly to me or how, you know, what I'm thinking. But yeah, that's about it.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a minute and listen to King Catfish's song right now. I don't know why that was such, there's no, a little bit of alliteration there, but. We'll be right back.
Don't wake me up in the morning unless I told you to. And if you go against my will, you'll probably dodge a shoe. I'm probably still drunk and hungover from last night's party. I know I got drunk as a motherfucking skunk. Last night I barely slept, my mind.
Hey, that was Right Now by King Catfish. With me tonight is Jordan. And I have just a couple more questions for him, and then I'm going to let him go enjoy the rest of his night. So, Jordan, if you could... If you could play at any venue with any other band, like just... You get to choose, and there's no limits. Who do you want to play with, and what venue are you going to play at?
Even like bands that aren't alive?
Yep, we have a DeLorean.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's I think outside the box. I'd play the Pyramids of Giza with Nirvana.
Nice.
I got to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers play there a long time ago. Super blessed. Craziest awesome time ever. We'd be playing the Red Hot, or we'd be playing the Pyramids of Giza, which is a venue actually. Only a couple bands have ever been able to play there. The Grateful Dead, Beyonce.
Hey, you two cut it out.
The dogs are playing. With Nirvana. Or any venue with Nirvana, really.
Let me see. All right, so I listened to your songs last night and again today.
Thank you.
Something that hit me immediately is I could see you playing a show with Crash Army and Neostem, and we both know both of those bands.
Yes.
Why hasn't that happened in recently?
We've played with Neostem before, and Crash Army. I just started linking up with those guys like a couple months ago. We just can't get on the fucking right cycle with those guys, like as far as timing. They're so cool. Their new music video, their album that they put out, I think last year, so good. Oh, so good. I love Crash Army. Just can't seem to get a date that we're not already playing with them, or we're not like we don't want to play two shows in a row so that our, you know, our crowd has dwindled. Right. And Neostem, we play with those guys. Actually, we only play with them once, but we have a show April 9th. We're playing with them. It's a benefit show. Every year it's humongous, apparently. And
it's yeah, we're playing Squirrel, with those guys. Squirrel Hill Sports Bar.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Are you going to be there for that one?
I will be there.
Awesome.
I will be taking photos if you're interested.
Hey, you should come out to our show Wednesday and take pictures. We can talk about that after, but we'll pay you for that.
The problem with Wednesday is it's a weekday.
Yeah, tough for a dad.
Well, that and I have to leave my house at 6:30 in the morning to go to school.
Well, so if this makes it any easier, we play at 7 o'clock at Tiki Lounge on Carson Street this Wednesday, March 2nd. It's at 7 o'clock, and you could be done by 8 o'clock. No worries. If not, I completely understand. But that is more doable. You know, now.
Well, yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Okay.
That's like a hour drive home, though. So I mean, I'm gonna have to run. Yeah, I'm gonna have to run that by the boss too.
No worries. But if all you listeners are out there, Tiki Lounge, 7 o'clock Wednesday.
Well, here, since you brought that up, what other shows do you have coming up?
So we actually have an amazingly exciting show with this girl I've been seeing. She plays cello professionally with like Disturbed and like Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Michael Bublé, just a name drop a couple. We're gonna do Nirvana Unplugged, like MTV's Unplugged. Like I don't know if anybody remembers like that concert, but they have a cellist in there, you know. It's like Think I'm Just Happy. We sound so good. It's so fun playing with a cellist. That's April 29th at 222 Ormsby in Mount Oliver. Another bigger show. We're playing with Weedus from the 90s. I'm just a teenage dirtbag. Remember that?
I do.
Freaking band. We're playing with those guys. It actually just got moved back to November, but we're definitely playing with that band. So that's really big for us.
Where's that one at?
Sorry, the dogs are getting nuts again.
What venue is that one at?
Hard Rock Cafe, and that's in November. Other than that, we have Ohio tour at the end of March. We have Pittsburgh gigs in May. We're all over the place.
Hey, enough. Come here. Come here.
All those shows can be found on your Facebook page, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yeah. We have all those shows listed. We try to list them strategically so that people come to every one of them. I feel like if you list them all at the same time, people pick and choose shows. Mm-hmm. So we try to be smart about like announcing them. But yeah, Weedus, Nirvana, Wednesday, music video release.
And if you're going to – I don't have their Facebook address queued up, but I do have their Bandcamp. It's kingcatfish.bandcamp.com. But if you search King Catfish on Facebook and you find this profile picture behind me, that's exactly where I got it from. You'll know that you're at the right place and you can find those shows. So we kind of covered where you're playing and where they can find you. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to say before send you off into the evening?
Not really. Just freaking listen to us. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If anybody out there is listening and you're just like getting out there, like, you know, trying an instrument, trying to be in a band, like just follow it. It's like the best thing I ever did with my life. I make no money off of it. I spend money. It's a negative monetary thing, but all the other stuff.
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, all the other stuff right here from it, all the positive energy and vibes and love and relationships you get and just the fun, and it's the best thing ever. Playing music is the best thing ever. If I don't get famous, who gives a crap? I love my life, and it's almost directly affected by music. So it's directly affected because of music, you know. Playing in a band is the best thing I ever did with my life.
All right, so this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show featuring Jordan from King Catfish, who you can find at kingcatfish.bandcamp.com. That is awesome. And for those of you who are not seeing the video, you're watching the podcast, he has King Catfish tattooed on his chest.
I'm in bliss, you're a miss, bound to stay, gonna This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.